10-inch record. Band that plays the blues. Well, band that plays the blues. She just loved my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues.
Welcome to This Information. I'm Zach, and unfortunately today, Corey, no show, not here. He's got bats in his belfry. Or rather, he's got swamp water in his basement. So he's about knee deep in other people's poop right now. So he's obviously a little busy. Things that need his attention. So today I have a guest host with me is my good friend Weller. Say hello.
Hey there.
Hey, doesn't he have a voice for radio? That guy's got the sexiest radio voice ever. I suppose we should tell people how we know each other. I went to high school together, where Weller said approximately 15 words.
I believe it was, yeah, 14.
14?
Yeah, in the yearbook, 14.
14 words in the yearbook. He's come out of his shell a little bit since then. He's a little more cuddly and lovable now. He's a little more outgoing.
That's grown up.
It's true. It's true. So I decided to bring Weller in because I figured we could talk about our shenanigans, our offbeat shenanigans a little bit. But poor Corey, man. The guy can't. If it wasn't for bad luck, that motherfucker wouldn't have any luck at all. It's the second time his basement's flooded. Here in Waterloo, all the bridges and shit are closed. It's a fucking apocalypse.
Water everywhere.
It's apocalypse.
Pretty much.
I'm thinking about going and getting a couple pygmy marmosets, some tigers, throwing them in a giant boat, calling it my fucking ark.
I'm actually planting rice in the backyard.
That's probably not a terrible idea.
Oh yeah, make some money, you know. Time's tough.
Yeah, but then you know what's going to happen. You're going to have people come trying to buy your rice from you. And they're going to say, oh, you don't have bean sprout? Why you don't have bean sprout no more? And then,
yeah, you'll have that, but
you're right back to where you were. You know, right back to the grocery store working.
Baby stuff, though. Rice is the way to go from what I hear.
Rice, you know, or cranberries.
It's classier, yeah.
You know,
much classier.
Because if you start growing rice, then you have to have the big hat, you know, the big wide brimmed hat with the strap that goes under your chin. Cranberries, you just need hip waders.
Good call. Yeah. Although the rice hat is kind of classy though.
Classy in what sense?
Classy in the way that nobody has them.
So rare.
It's rare, yeah.
Rare is
good. You can wear it to the mall and people know what you are. It's like, that's interesting. I'm like, hey, that dude picks rice.
You know, and if you wear it to the mall, you have to go to that new store upstairs where they sell nothing but, like, Asian memorabilia.
I believe if you have a rice hat, you get, like, 50% off or something. You get a free balloon for the kids.
I'm trying it. I said, if I can get me a neat stabbing sword for 50% off by wearing a rice hat, I don't think you'd be offended.
No. They love it. It's a compliment.
The Asians are a proud people, man. I'm telling you. I don't know. As long as you bow, are you good?
Something like that, yeah.
That's what the strap's for. Because when you bow, then your hat won't fall off. We're going to hell.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that's where we're going, right to hell. So, you know, I'm getting married, right?
Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, yeah. Any advice for me? Being a formerly married man yourself?
Don't. Yes, it's expensive.
Yeah, the wedding, the wedding or the subsequent divorce?
Both.
You are officially the only person I know that has saved up for his divorce, though.
Yeah.
That's some fucked up stuff right there, man. Now, does she know that you saved up for the divorce?
No.
She doesn't?
I just pretty much told her I was done and
yeah, so she didn't know. She didn't know. So if she listens to this, she's going to be getting information that she didn't have before.
Correct.
So should we stop now or should we just continue and put it all out there?
Past the past. That's the way it is.
So do it? So we can do it? We can talk about it?
Oh, yeah.
So you, what, about $5,000 you put in the bank? Cover your losses.
I had about $3,000, yeah.
$3,000. So you're putting money aside in a separate account that she didn't know you had.
I was working two jobs, yeah, six days a week.
So you had a divorce job fund.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right there, and then you're like, and you were working third shift.
So save for a house, a new car, jet skis, vacation. No, divorce.
Yeah. You are the eternal fucking optimist, my friend. You make me look like shiny, happy people. I'm done. You gotta save money just in case. Just in case the love of your life doesn't work out.
And if it does, go the other way. Just like, hey, I've been saving up for a new car, a new house, redo the kitchen.
Let me buy you something nice. Let me buy you something nice, honey, with the divorce money.
She never has to know. It's her special fund. That's all you have to call it.
Shit. So you say,
and she can't have access to a special fund, otherwise she'll know what you have and think what you're going to do with it.
Right.
So keep it all a secret. You have control over it. So whatever you want to.
It's a surprise hedge fund.
Yes.
So you collect, and you were working third shift at the time, and she was working first shift.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So that worked out. And you
never saw each other.
Right. You didn't have to worry about knocking her up. You didn't have to worry about her becoming any more attached than she already was.
No.
You know, so it's, you're like, you're being sensitive. You're easing her into the whole divorce cycle.
She was pretty much like a stranger living in my house. We got to that point, yeah.
But you guys were in such a small apartment. It's a good thing you're on different shifts.
Yeah.
Because if you wouldn't have been, well, first of all, she probably would have caught on. Second, you wouldn't have been able to save up all your money for your sweet divorce fund. I've never heard of anybody doing that before in my life. It's fucking, I don't know if it's smooth, despicable, genius.
Yes, anybody out there, never, ever, ever marry your first girlfriend.
Oh, no.
That was my big mistake. Number two is don't marry young. If you're going to marry, wait till you're older and you want to have kids, so no.
I mean, like 50?
30s.
Really?
If you're in your 30s, yeah, you're good.
You think you should live with the chick first?
Yes, I'm a huge fan of that.
Yeah, you are now. You weren't then, were you? Yeah? See? You know?
There's a lot of stuff you don't know. Even if I was with her for 7 years.
Yeah?
Got to know some stuff after 7 years? No.
You know what? In her defense, and you'll agree with me, I'm sure. Nice girl. Not an asshole. Boring.
Yes, yes.
But not an asshole. Not a bad person.
No.
Just not.
She meant well, just very boring.
Yeah, just not. And your problem with, and you alluded to it by saying never marry your first girlfriend. The problem that you run into, she didn't have any friends of her own.
Right.
You know, so it was just you guys. And sometimes you need your alone time, man. And not just to beat off, like most people. But
yes, the me time.
Right, to just go and do shit, you know, without her, I want to go with you. You know, sometimes it's nice to go to the mall by yourself. One, so you can stare at sweet-ass 18-year-old chicks and not get slapped in the back of the head. And two, because sometimes you just don't want to be around people. Correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Remember, this is radio. They can't see your head nod.
So yes, any of you high schoolers or college students, break up with your girlfriend right now. Go out there, date a girl. First girl you see, I don't care how big, ugly, fat she is, nasty. Date her for a day, just a day, just so you can date somebody else.
Just so you can pad your stats.
Yes, date. If you find out that after a couple months you still miss your old one, go back. But date. That's my advice of the day for you guys.
Wow, that's, you know, good advice. A little warped, but good. I'll take it. You know, I couldn't imagine if I would have, you know. And the thing is, your first girlfriend, like especially your high school girlfriend, you think when you're in high school, you know, and everybody does.
Well, yeah, when you're that young, you don't know what love is. So you just think, oh, there's a girl. She has a vagina. I have a penis. Like, we're going to get married and have babies.
This is great. You know, she takes her clothes off and lets me touch the wet spot. We should be together forever.
It's actually called the V-Zone now. I didn't know this, but yeah. My current girlfriend brought this, like, Cosmo or some G, or whatever his girls read. She brought it over and had it sitting out there. Started flipping through it. All these articles are talking about the V-Zone. Like, V-Zone, what the hell?
That sounds like somewhere you land your private plane.
Yes, that's what they call the vagina
V-Zone?
Now. The V-Zone. It's very odd, yes.
It's very scientific sounding. It's not romantic, though.
Kind of sci-fi-ish. Yeah.
Well, have you taken
Welcome
a good...
to the V-Zone.
have you taken a good
Maybe
look at
Maybe it's
a
like
vagina?
For men. Yeah.
I mean, it's sci-fi down there. I mean, it's...
There's some weird shit, definitely.
Well, and if you had never seen a vagina in your life, and you saw a close-up picture of one, it would terrify you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just... It looks like... I mean, to compare it to something, kind of like a clam, only squishy.
Yeah,
you know, like a cartoon clam.
Yes.
You know, with the lips that wiggle and, you know, not a real clam, but like a cartoon clam. But it's a frightening looking thing, man. I mean, the penis is pretty straightforward. It's, you know,
oh, it's simple.
There it is.
It does its purpose.
Yeah. And I mean, you kind of look at it and go, I can see where maybe that might get me into trouble. But the vagina, it's like, so you want me to touch that. And not only do you want me to touch that, you want me to put my mouth down there. That thing looks like... Looks like it smells. Okay.
Yeah.
And some don't. Some don't. Some do. Some don't. But it looks like it's going to. And that makes me a little uncomfortable. And the only way you're going to get the job done is by going down there and sticking your face in it.
Pretty much, yeah.
They don't teach you in sex ed what they need to teach you.
Oh, definitely not.
You know, so you go to these sex ed, that's another reason don't marry your high school girlfriend. Because all you know about sex, you either learn from porno or sex ed. Both of which are very, very bad resources for how sex
definitely.
Actually works.
Definitely.
You know, because these porno guys are having sex with this chick for like 7 hours.
Oh, they're totally fucked. And then, yeah, they cut angles, cut corners, just multiple guys come in. It's bizarre.
That's Hello, Spike. My cat just came through his cat door. Did you hear that shit? Yeah, that's awesome. This is a sweet professional studio we have here.
Oh, top straight line, everything.
We're talking about porno fucking here. And it's just the cat just coming out here to chill. Coming out here to see what's going on. Hey, Bubba, what's up? Why don't you go away? We're recording a show here. Cool. You can't learn about sex from porno. You sure as hell can't learn about sex from sex ed, because they break it down into scientific terms like penis and orgasm and climax, V-zone apparently.
Oh, yes, yes. You know,
it just doesn't teach you about
maybe it, like, it's a way for women to bond with men. It kind of sounds like something to be on ESPN, like, coming up next, the V-zone.
Check your stats.
I should look into that.
Well, that's pretty appropriate, too, because the Vegas odds on either one of us getting laid were pretty low to begin with.
So,
and we're betting on whether or not Barclay or Weller will make it to the V-zone. So did she bring you this magazine to tell you about this, or she just...
She's right. It's something just girls have to have reading stuff.
Right.
Kind of like, things in the purse, yeah.
Kind of like us in the pooper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get out.
It's an accessory.
Yeah. Do you still get the Playboy magazine?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Legitimately read it for the articles, right?
Great articles,
because
yeah.
the Play... And people will call bullshit every time, but the Playboy Playmates all look the same.
Oh, yeah, fake.
Yeah.
Sick of it. So fake.
Airbrushed and just retouched. And, you know, I'm not saying I have to have a hustler where the girl's showing your guts and stuff, but I need my girl to look like...
These are not girls next door.
No.
Definitely
no,
not
no.
girls next door.
No, did you see that... Dude, shut up. Do you see that... Jillian... What the hell is her last name? The one that Howard Stern got into Playboy? Pregnant now by, like, David Spade.
That guy gets laid like crazy.
And I don't get it, man. Maybe it's because a lot of these chicks are young and have their lesbian fantasy and whatnot, you know? So they're like, well, he's got long hair. Kind of looks like a chick.
Could be.
I mean, I don't mean to hate on David Spade, but...
Well, there's... Of the SNL crew, he's one of the better ones, unfortunately.
Yeah, and he's okay. But, wow, we totally got off topic. I'm sorry, that was...
Speaking of Playboy and, like, SNL, John Lovitz, what the hell is he doing with Playboy Mansion? Every fucking issue, they have, like, the celebrities at their mansion. Every fucking month, there's John Lovitz.
It's a big place. It needs a janitor. That's the only thing I can think of that makes
sense. If there were anybody on Earth I could just punch in the face, I would say my number one pick would be John Lovitz. Can't stand him.
Number one?
At all. Oh, yes. I find that guy incredibly... It, like, impressed me how much I can't stand him.
Really?
He's that annoying, yeah.
Wow. See, I guess I could take him or leave him. You know? Punch in the face for me used to be Schnackenberg. You know, we used to do our weekly Schnack attack on misinformation. We've been having a lot of bad weather, you know, so I've been keeping an eye on Schnack, and I can't make fun of the guy right now because he just looks so haggard and war-worn and just beat up.
Oh, he's done.
Oh, man, he's ruined. Like, It's like Lucy yanked that fucking football out from underneath him one too many times.
Just, he actually has to work now.
Oh, it's the poor guy.
Usually the weatherman, that's the best job you have. Like, you just, it's going to be cloudy. There's a little percent chance it could rain. Maybe it won't rain.
Yeah, and he still gets paid, you know,
60
grand a year.
Be a little bit sunny here.
Yeah, he still makes good money. But Sunny Lane, that anchor woman.
Oh, porn star. Guaranteed.
I wouldn't want to see her in porno.
Who names their kid Sunny Lane?
I think she's Mormon, actually.
Right.
Because she was talking the other day about, you know, how Chris Carter has his black coffee in the morning and Schnackenberg drinks a strawberry milk. And she said she doesn't drink caffeine or any stimulants. That's a Mormon thing, right?
Possibly.
Yeah? Mormon thing. What would you know about Mormon stuff, huh?
A little bit, yes.
Are you currently fucking a Mormon girl?
Yes, my current girlfriend is Mormon. Yeah, I don't know how I managed that, but it's true.
Does she wear the special underwear that they're supposed to wear?
No, she is a... took a little break from the Mormonism, so...
Took a break?
She's an experimental phase of the Mormonism.
I'm sure John Smith was real happy to hear about that.
She has fun and then feels guilty with it afterwards.
Oh, so she's Catholic now.
Yes, yeah, pretty much. That's a very excellent way. I never thought of it. Yes, I'm dating a Catholic. All sorts of fun, then an hour later, I shouldn't have done that.
But then she just apologizes and everything.
Oh, yeah, next day it's all over again. It never ends.
But have you seen, does she have the magazine that they're supposed to order their stuff from?
No.
Have you heard of this?
No,
have you talked
no.
to her about the Mormon faith at all? there's a magazine that they're supposed to order, like, their underwear, because there's the thought process is that the underwear are so close to you, that they're as close to you as they can get. The only thing closer to you is God. And for something to be that close to you, it has to be blessed by God or be, like, ordained or some shit. So they have to order special underwear. And then they're supposed to order, you know, because they're not supposed to have caffeine. They're not supposed to have anything fun. So they're supposed to order their hot cocoa and tea from the same catalog because it doesn't have caffeine in it.
That can't be fun.
No, no. I learned about it in Religion in America, though. It's nuts.
Although, who's the guy that blesses these panties? That'd be a pretty sweet job to have.
Well, it wouldn't be as exciting as now if he blessed them after they wore them. That might be a little more exciting.
I bet there'd be no, like, that'd be the best job in the world. Just come in and sit down and throw some fucking water over a bunch of clothes and leave and get paid for it.
Well, and they're not, like, sexy panties, man.
It doesn't matter. Like, you're just sprinkling whatever it is they sprinkle over all these clothes and just get paid for it. I'll do that shit. I would love to do that.
Do you think they pay them?
It could be granny panties. I don't care what they are.
Do you think they pay them, though? You think they make, like, $1 a panty or something? Or do you think it's just part of the end?
You don't. Nothing in this world is done with this for free. Even volunteer stuff, there's a reason behind it.
I'll be damned.
Even corporate America, like, yes, they're volunteering, but they're volunteering because they have to keep their job.
You are a cynical bastard.
No, I'm honest. I flirted with becoming a real person and actually getting, like, a sit-down job, and I've looked into it. But, yeah, to get management jobs anymore, you have to agree to be on these committees and act like you like it, and you have to volunteer for all this stuff, which is good to volunteer, but if you have to volunteer to keep your job, it's not volunteering. It's a job requirement.
Right.
If they encourage, like, hey, we have all this volunteer stuff you want to, that's fine. If you don't want to, that's fine. That's way cool, but
like giving
to force you to do it, it's totally meaningless.
Like giving to United Way,
the
for
only
example.
Reason you're doing this, yes,
is I know to keep you know your what job. I know you know what oh, I'm
yes,
talking about,
yes,
too.
Yes.
When that shows up in your mailbox once a year, and they're like,
well, when you get the, like, hour-long guilt talk about how evil you are if you don't give, yep. Yes.
And what percentage would you like to give to United Way this year? I'd always write zero on the thing and turn it back in.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's horrible.
But I loved, and they're like, now even, and this is how they guilt you into trying to give, as they say. Now even if you're not going to give anything, we still want you to turn the slip in. Because they figure there's no way you're going to turn that slip in with zero on it. I never turned it in.
Oh, I always turned it in zero.
See, I didn't turn it in at all. Because not only was I not giving, I was also bucking the fucking system.
Not bad. Yeah. I will consider that next year.
Just tell them, because they can't fire you for not turning it in. Because then you say, okay, you're pressuring me to interact with this charity. Well, we're not saying you have to give. No, you're saying I have to fill out their paperwork, though. I shouldn't have to do that.
Impressive.
See,
impressive.
I know how that company works that you work for, because I used to work for them. They're a bunch of fuckers over there. I'm telling you right now, you got to watch out for them, because they will fucking hook you and hornswoggle you. And the next thing you know, yes, I said hornswoggle. I've been working on my old-timey.
Impressive. That's a very good word.
Yes,
very
my old-timey vocabulary. At some point today, I'll also go, ha-cha-cha. It'll be great. So you're dating a Mormon chick. She good, man.
I have to say, for all of you out there, I know it's like, why would you do that? That's really weird. How could you even do that? I kind of stumbled upon it, but I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
She
pretty much opened to, I don't know how personal you want
to
get.
They love to clean.
But
they're always in good moods.
Really? That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. They have tons of kids, which I found out why. Just they're constantly in heat. It's amazing.
So she's basically a Stepford wife.
Oh, yeah. It's everything you'd ever want. It's totally incredible.
Is she cool? I haven't met her yet.
Oh, yeah. Great personality. Gets along with everybody.
Really? She's how old?
She just turned 21, yeah.
Just turned 21.
I'm inching towards 30, yes. I am that guy.
That's a pup, buddy. That's she's still gotta go
the
out.
The thing is, I'm not rich either. I'm not a rich man. You know, you'd think, hey, how can you get a girl that young? No money, but I'm even bald. For all you bald people, props. Zach and I are bald. I appreciate bald people.
No shit.
Don't do the comb over, guys.
No, fucking shit.
Don't
shave
freak
it.
Out. If you're losing your hair, shave your head.
And I don't, I think you'll agree with me, doing the Bic, where it's clear down to the skin and like,
too much work. Yeah. Every day. I know people that do that.
And it's goofy looking. It's too shiny.
You gotta have a little stubble. It's manly.
And it makes you look like a fucking white supremacist.
Yeah, pretty much.
I got enough shit going against me without every time I roll to the east side, somebody trying to fucking bust a cap in my head. You know? I'll do the Bruce Willis, but I won't do the Uncle Fester.
Definitely.
That's where I draw the line. I'll do the, and not like the fucking 1987 Die Hard Bruce Willis, where he was still kind of trying to trick himself into thinking it wasn't a receding.
Oh yeah, don't
hairline.
Do the toupees, don't do the wigs, don't do the hair club. That stuff does not work.
No, fuck it. You know, I did hear though. My dad, I went down to visit my dad in Arizona a month ago, and he was telling me, swears to God, that they're like 5 years away from a cure for baldness, and it's based on stem cells. And I'm like, hook me up. I'll do it. I'll eat a baby brain if I have to get my hair back. I'll do it. If I can get my hair back, I'm getting it back. I'm okay with being bald, and I've embraced my baldness, unlike my father, who still has the like reverse fryer tuck, where he's completely bald on top and lets the front grow and the sides grow, you know. And I've embraced it. I'm like, I'm cool with it. I can do it. But if I can get it back, I'll take it.
Oh, see, no, I'm the opposite. Really? I had long hair in high school. I loved my long hair, but I don't miss it at all.
Really?
There's something nice about having just no hair. Just...
Wouldn't you like the option, though? Like in the winter?
That's what hats are for.
Fuck, man, I get cold.
Oh, it doesn't bother me.
Or in the summer when I fucking sun... Have you sunburned the top of
your head? The sunburn on the top of the head, yes, that does suck.
I mean, it's miserable. It makes you nauseous. It makes your whole body hurt. It's...
See, I'm a pain. Me and the sun do not get along. I'm totally white.
Yeah,
if I'm outside
true,
for 10 minutes, I'm dead.
It's true.
It's going to kill me. I'll be crying inside, pus coming out every orifice in my body. It's not good, so I stay indoors.
You know, it's funny. I had Adam, our other buddy, guest host, like our fifth episode, and we talked about bourbon, Jim Pierce, how white he is. Now, you're not that white.
No, that guy is transparent.
See, that's exactly... I didn't coach. I know, folks, I didn't coach well around that shit. He came up with that on his own. That's the exact same word.
I'm Brazilian compared to that dude. Wow.
Yeah, he's a white, white dude, and they married an equally white wife, and it's all just whiteness everywhere. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, wow. So, and I don't know how personal you want to get, but fucking minks in the sack or what? She?
Good time. Well, not a lot of experience, but yeah, she's all over the place. She's in great shape. She was in track.
Really?
Every probably 30 seconds, new position. Really? Just all over the place.
Well, every 30 seconds?
It's crazy. Yeah, unless I like pin her down and like keep her there. Yeah, she moves.
What's,
It's like it's crazy. Totally crazy.
So it lasts more than 30 seconds?
Oh, yes, much longer. Actually, too long. I will say too long.
How did...
I'm getting too old for this.
Really?
That's the only downfall to, like, the old guy with the young girl thing, yeah.
The May-December, if you will.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in, like, the first probably 10, 15, 20 minutes, this is good times, but once it gets past the man, I'm getting old. My legs start giving out, I'm just sweating everywhere, I'm pain, can't catch my breath.
I'm gonna buckle.
The good thing is, though, I know I'm still in love because I had to fake the orgasm.
Really?
How
long have you guys been together?
Oh, it's been about a month now.
Oh, well, fuck.
Yeah, we're still in the honeymoon phase, so everything is just amazing.
Honeymoon, you're still in the, hey, you want to go to prom phase?
No. I knew her long before we dated, so we never had the awkward phase where you don't really know the person. You just sit there and you don't know what to say because you might offend them. And yeah, I didn't have to deal with any of that bullcrap.
Cool.
It was just, everything worked out very well.
So you haven't had to fake an orgasm yet? See, Pete, this is another thing people are going to call bullshit. They're going to say men don't fake orgasms.
Yeah. I was at work, and I was working with a female coworker, and we started talking about old relationships and sex, and I mentioned how one of the reasons I knew I had to get a divorce was because I had to fake an orgasm with my wife on a frequent basis. I believe maybe the last year I was married, I only had maybe one real orgasm, and I'd say probably every other time I had to fake it. And she was like, whatever. I'm like, no. She's like, and then she turns to me and she's like, guys do not fake orgasms. I'm like, yeah, they do.
So what was your technique?
Sometimes I use a condom and I just pull out and take it off and go to the bathroom really quick and just throw it away, put it in a cup or wrap it up in toilet paper, throw it away. There's the spitting on the back.
Did you actually do that?
Oh yeah, yeah.
How do you pull that off?
Or then there's, you just spit on, like doggy style.
Doesn't she hear you?
Well, you just build it up over the course of sex. You just know you're gonna do this. So you slowly build up saliva. You can chew gum, whatever you want to do to get saliva, and then you just kind of like let it out. Or you moan and then just let it come out of your mouth, yeah.
But doesn't she, I mean, she's got to clean it off then, right? Or do you pimp it that much that you're like, hey, let me get that for
you? I like to keep like the wet spot towel, you know? So you fake it, you spit. Another good thing is I used to have the radio on a lot. So if the radio's on loud enough, you know, you can just be going crazy to the music. And then if you did have to spit, like you couldn't get enough drool to like let it out that way, you could spit and she wouldn't hear it with the music.
Damn, and then you're like, I'll get.
Oh yeah,
then
take. Yeah, I'll be the nice guy. I'll clean up and just wipe it off. She'll feel it.
If she reaches back there to do the porn star move, where she like, you know, she's gonna know. I mean, it's completely different consistency.
And then we were married. She was in the pill, so yeah, I could just pretend like I blew it in her, and she'd be so excited she wouldn't notice anyway.
Really?
Oh yeah.
She wouldn't.
She never caught on.
Really?
Or if she did, she never told me.
And she's not a dumb girl.
Well, I think what happens is women don't know the guys do this because at work. She just flat out said, guys, don't do this. They don't. And I was like, but they do. I break. I'm like, prove it. I won't talk to anybody. I'll stay next to you until break, and then at break, because I work with almost all men. I was like, I'm going to ask a break, and I guarantee at least half the people in a break have done it. So out of maybe 30 guys, only one guy claims that he's never faked an orgasm. And I work with, like, there were three females. They did not. They just went crazy. They did had no idea we did this.
Well, and you know, I've done it, you know.
Oh, so it's not something you want. It's a guy right. You want to do, but there's times, like, just you want to do something else. You're not in the mood. You want him to feel good, so you're going
to
fake it.
Well, and that's the weird, like, I've done it, but, like, not to, like, I haven't gotten as creative. I mean, like, it's easy if you're using a condom.
Right.
It's easy. I mean,
yeah.
It's just,
oh, yeah.
And you're, you know.
Speed up a little bit,
and then, you know, just, like, you know, you, like, catch your muscles, and you know, you don't have to be a fucking trained actor to figure that one out.
Definitely.
But it's tricky if you're not using a condom, because most girls can feel it when you fucking blow your load in their hoo-ha there. I mean, they're like, oh, wow, I love it when you do it inside me. I'm like, okay, great. Usually, of course, those are the horrors, so you gotta be careful around that.
When they're
like, come inside me, and you're like, oh, fuck.
You can time it, too. Like, if you notice they're getting ready to orgasm, they start tensing up, that'd be a good time to fake it, just because if they're gonna orgasm, they let out fluid, and they might not notice it.
Did you fucking plan the shit out, or you just kind of fell into it? Like,
oh, it gradually built up. I just, over time, realized I just didn't like her, and she was kind of a stranger I knew very well.
Wow.
But yeah, it got to the point where I just wasn't attracted to her that much and didn't have a sexual impulse towards her.
Wow.
Yeah, it got pretty rough.
Wow. Like, wow. And I think the only time I've done it is using a condom, because I fucking hate condoms.
Oh, yeah.
I hate them.
Condoms are horrible.
They're just, especially as you get older. As you get older, you have a hard enough time as it is, you know.
Once you're used to not wearing them with the pill, it's so bad going back.
Oh, yeah.
God, it's horrible.
Well, everything is different. It's different. It's awkward. They smell funny. You know, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Now, kids, that's not to say don't use condoms.
Actually, use them and don't not use them until you are married when you're 30. Remember that.
When you're 30.
Once you don't stop using condoms, it's impossible to
and, go back. And if you're Irish, use them forever. Because we don't need any more buildings built over here. Fitzpatrick and Poole. I'm looking at you, you bony blonde bastard. You heard me. I'm just kidding. I love you guys. Anyway.
If you always use them, you're not going to know what you're missing. So you just always wear it.
Yeah, yeah. And then, yeah. It's a completely different world, though.
Oh, huge.
I mean,
huge.
You can't even explain it. I mean, I guess I should explain who I just made fun of and then quickly apologize to, because I love them. Brian Fitzpatrick and Aaron Poole are basically, they're our Irish counterparts. They have a podcast called Cabin Fever that they record in Ireland, and that is up on quickstopentertainment.com. Owned by Kevin Smith, run by Ken Plume, who is a god among men.
Quick plug.
Yes. I love you, Plumey. They're the yin to our yang. They're, and we go back and forth with these guys a lot. So without Corey here, I felt that it was important that I offend them, but I had to quickly apologize because I actually like them. You know, so I you know, picked up his slack, but at the same time, I don't want to offend them because I love these guys. So, you know, they're my friends. But yeah, you wouldn't know. But you should get the internet someday.
I'm looking into it.
You know, you get the MediaCom, you're making decent money. You bought a house.
The house is my money.
Yeah.
That's my baby.
You done a lot of work over there? I mean, you were doing work last time I was over there.
Getting a new roof. Yeah, in 2 weeks.
You having somebody do that, or are you doing it yourself?
Yeah, there's a guy I work with that does roofing on the side.
Really?
So.
Really? Fuck, it must have been hard to get him, though. With all the tornadoes and all the other shit that's going on.
He just says no a lot. I've got sort of a leadership role, so I've got some strings to pull, so.
Jesus. Wow. I'd tell you to tell all your friends at work to listen to the show, but I don't want you to get fired. Yeah, so basically I leaned on him until he dropped a bunch of jobs and said he'd come work for me.
No, I work with great guys. They're pretty good. I can't complain.
God, fuck, I haven't seen you in months. It was snowing the last time I saw you.
Might have been.
Because I came over to check out the house, and I was over there and checking out your sweet fucking. It's a plasma, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're 50, 55?
It's, I don't remember. It's in the 40s.
Probably 46 or 47.
Yeah.
Inch plasma TV. That's currently hooked up to fucking rabbit ears.
It is, although I am upgrading to the attic antenna.
Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you? You know,
the bunny ears, all it's lame, man. Every 30 seconds, just the picture freezes, it goes to black, it says lost signal over the ping, then it comes back up. It's always during the worst time possible. Like, I'll just have the TV on for background noise and just stupid infomercials or lame shows I'm not even interested in. Fine. As soon as there's something interesting that comes on TV, bink,
that,
off.
That comes on one of your three channels.
Oh yeah, horrible.
What the hell, man? How can you... You know this is 2008, right? All of our information comes from the internet and television now.
There are a few channels I do miss. Well, History Channel.
Yeah.
I miss... there's a few shows in TLC I liked.
Shit, man, you're not getting Ice Road Truckers right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're not getting Axemen. You're not getting... There's a new one, Oil Men or something. Black Gold, it's called. You're not getting that. You're not getting Deadliest Catch. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? You're missing out. You're not getting, do you get Fox?
Oh, yeah. I get
Fox. So you get to at least see Lindsey Graham's.
Yes, Hot Box, yes, on Fox. Yes, yes, okay. Yes.
You know, she has a doppelganger on CBS. Chick looks just like her, less manly of a voice.
I'll have to check that out.
I don't think her rack's quite as big. But
see, I'm an NBC fan myself. The Today Show, the chicks in the Today Show, they're all like in their 40s, but
yeah,
smoking hot.
I can't stand Hoda Kotb. The one that's,
she's a little weird, yeah.
And her and Kathy together, her and Kathy Lee, are terrible together. It's like,
see, I haven't seen Kathy Lee yet, so I'm not a fan of hers. But
the thing is, I'm just waiting for them to whip their cocks out, because all they do is they're constantly competing against each other for FaceTime. And it's like, you're supposed to be co-hosts here, you know? It's like hosting a fucking show with Corey.
Pretty much.
You know, you're always trying to one-up the guy.
Yeah.
And he's got so much fucking energy that if you try to one-up him, eventually you're going to have to jump off a building. Because it's like, well, if Corey will do this, I'll do that, motherfuckers. Yeah, and then you end up at the top of the fucking Blacks building, you know, getting ready to jump. And you don't want to do
it
that.
It can't be good, yeah.
No, it's terrible.
Although, I would like to be on the top of the Blacks building, I will say.
Why?
Isn't the KWL TV signal, like, that for the weather, they always show, like, the local news, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
They'll show, like, today's highs, and it has, like, all the local towns, and... There's always the cameras on top of the tallest building in town.
Yeah.
It's in the Blacks building.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to climb up there and wait, and as soon as they go to that screen, just fucking drop trowel and have my ass right on TV. That'd be so
like,
awesome.
And here's the high, and watch here and decord.
And all
what
of a sudden, my ass is on every TV in the entire local area.
That would be fucking awesome.
That's one of the things I want to do before I die, so hopefully that happens.
Moon the KWWL viewing area.
Oh, yeah, it'd be so great. It'd be worth going to jail for.
You know, I don't know that you would. They'd have to find you first.
Is showing ass public nudity? I don't know about this.
No. I think you'd probably be all right. As long as you got to tuck your balls.
Cup them.
Yeah, because if your balls...
The cod piece. I will buy a cod piece.
If it's one of those deals where you... Because, you know, they showed... But on NYPD Blue.
Assless chaps.
You have to do it on the 10 o'clock news. Because if you do it at the 6 o'clock news, they have different standards for obscenity before 9 o'clock. So if you do it at the 10 o'clock news, you'd be better off. Basically, what I'm telling you is I don't care because I'm not the one that's going to get arrested.
I will say out of courtesy, I will give you a warning if you not happen to be like eating Cheerios or something all of a sudden.
That would be
bam, weird. Ass on your huge TV.
Have you ever blown a Cheerio through your fucking nose?
Yes, that hurts.
Jesus. And you don't realize how fucking coarse they are until you cough one up and you're like, oh, it burns. Oh, Jesus. Luckily, you'll never choke on a Cheerio.
Cereal is the worst food to eat when you're laughing.
Oh,
definitely.
Fuck.
That stuff is evil.
Oh, man. It just... I can taste. I'm always whenever I eat regular Cheerios, I'm always burping them up all day long. I don't know what's in them that makes you fucking burp. I don't know if it's the brand or what, but man, Honey Nut, that's the way to go, bro.
Oh yeah,
this is an incredibly interesting conversation. Fuck, how did we get here? Out of all the places we could have gone, how did we get here? We're talking about faking the male orgasm and then Cheerios. All
right, speaking of cereal, I realized the other day there are no female like cereal characters at all. There's like little once for a month, like the Powderpuff Girls, but it's only like for a short month and then it's done. All of the like characters for cereal are either male or they have male names.
So they're either male or like androgynous.
Pretty much, yeah.
What about Trix Rabbit? Is that a dude or a fag? I mean, is it a fag?
I'm pretty sure the Trix Rabbit's a dude because he's talking in commercial and he has more of a man voice.
Silly Rabbit, Trix, but he's kind of Roger Rabbit. He's kind of. You know.
Oh, he's femme, but he's still a guy.
Damn. What about...
And then there's Snap, Crackle, Pop. There's Captain Crunch.
What about Dig'em? Dig'em's a dude, right? Because he's like, Dig'em.
Yeah, so he's got the deep voice. There's Honey. There's Sugar Bear. He's got the deep can't, or Golden Crisp, can't get enough of that Golden Crisp, you know? Man, definitely.
I'm thinking one of the Rice Krispie guys is a chick.
There's Count Chocula, Booberry, all...
Booberry might be a chick. He doesn't. Could be. He doesn't have anything from the waist down, how can you tell? Because no boo-boobies? Boo-boobies?
It's a big girl. A big whole lot of fun.
What about, do they still make Booberry, Count Chocula, and Frankenberry?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
Huh, I might have to give me some Frankenberry. I like that, some of that stuff. That Count Chocula is just too much chocolate. It's like Cocoa Puffs, man. When you're a kid, you could eat the shit out of Cocoa Puffs. You eat them now, and you're like, oh, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I got a chocolate overload here, motherfuckers.
Little kids, though, sugar.
Oh, fuck, yeah. That's what these clowns upstairs, man. You got to watch them. They get into that sugar cereal. I'll wake up, you know, because I work second shift, so I'll get up about 11 o'clock, and they're both been running around up here. They'll be in their fucking underwear, and you got to go peel them off the ceiling. Yeah, fucking Captain Crunch for lunch, you know, or breakfast, or both. That's what they've been doing lately. They're eating cereal two times a day. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're going to get a fucking cavity in your forehead.
It's a little kid alcohol. That's all it is.
Oh, Jesus, man.
They're like, get their fix.
Hooked like it's like meth. You know, it's like, well, I've been up for 3 days, and I got Captain Crunch crumbs all over my face.
I also remember those Pixie Sticks. They had the ones that are like 3 foot tall, all nothing but sugar. Oh. They had like a pound of sugar, and they were like 5 cents.
Oh, and did you ever snort that shit?
Oh, yeah.
You'd have
like a whole pound of sugar, just chug the whole thing in like 30 seconds.
Oh.
Just bounce off the walls for like 5 days, yeah.
You know what I discovered the other day, speaking of like shit you have when you're a kid? You know, my stepdad works for Nestle. You know, we always used to have Nestle Quick in the house, like fucking pounds of the shit.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's how I'd make my chocolate milk. This house is a Hershey's house with the Hershey syrup. Way better way to make chocolate milk.
Oh, yeah, the syrup is definitely way better.
Because it's way more like real chocolate, so it's good.
You don't notice it. The powder, there's always like some grains that never quite dissolve. Oh, and you get that like chalky taste in your mouth.
You know what? I don't want to talk bad about the place my stepdad's worked for like 20 years, but fuck, man. I don't want to go to that much trouble to make my chocolate milk. You know, and even if you don't get all the syrup stirred up, you can still drink it. It's just going to never even
pour more milk and make more.
Plus, you know, you're never going to find anybody sprinkling the fucking... the Quick Bunnies powder all over your ice cream. Because if you do, that's gross.
Yeah.
Like it makes it like a malt. And malts shakes way better than malts, too, by the way. I like how I gesture for emphasis, but we're on the radio.
It is true. His finger's up and it looks very angry.
Confused and perplexed. Yes. we went from fucking spitting on chicks' bags to faking orgasm to talking about the Quick Bunny. Quick Bunny's kind of femme. God, there's got to be some. Like, what are those cows? The cows for Wisconsin cheese, those are chicks.
They're not a cereal.
Or for California cheese.
Oh, no, I'm talking about cereal.
Oh, so you're saying only cereal.
Only cereals. That's bizarre to me.
Wow. There's got to be something.
It's just too weird. How can everything be male?
Tony the Tiger's super male.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's
great. The alpha male.
Yeah, he's fucking...
If there were like a disco for like cereal people to hang out, he'd be the one getting chicks even though there are no chicks.
I bet
he'd be banging Booberry. He would know. I'm gonna call Kellogg's and say, like, "Hey, can I speak to Tony? Because I want to know if Booberry's a chick."
Let me talk to Tony. Tony who? For Christ's sake, Tony who? The guy who signs your checks, bitch. That's who. Tony the Tiger. That guy. Didn't he? I think that guy died.
Yeah, I heard he did.
Fuck. No wonder we haven't seen any good Frosted Flakes commercials lately.
Evidently, there's nobody that can imitate the voice.
Oh, there's got to be somebody out there. You know, I bet who can do it. You've been watching The Last Comic Standing?
Yeah.
You see the first episode where they went to Tempe? Guy with the tattoos up and down his arms?
Missed that one.
You go back and watch it, man. His name's Marcus. Talented son of a bitch. Can do over 1,000 voices. Good buddy of mine. When they go to semis and it's time for us to vote for that fucker. Go to somebody's house who has the internet and vote for that guy. I'll be checking this out. He's funnier than hell, man. That guy, he... good work and deserves nicest guy in the world, man. Nobody deserves to win it more than that guy. I mean, he's, you know, busted his ass doing comedy. He's only been doing comedy for like 3 years, and better than most people that have been doing it for 10 or 15. And has a humility and a friendliness and a willingness to, like, apparently I want to fuck him because that's the way I'm talking about him right now.
A man crush.
He's got a sweet ass, beautiful smile, you know. Yeah, dude, he gives me a broner a little bit. I won't lie. I mean, he's a good dude. I met him in Chicago. I went out there to do comedy for a little while. He's a good dude. But yeah, he made it to the semis, so all we gotta do is vote for him. Try to get him pushed into the house there.
I'd be looking into that, definitely.
Yeah, he's good shit. Plus, he's got fucking Transformers tattoos on the top of his wrist. He's got one for the Autobots on one wrist and one for the Decepticons on the other wrist. That's fucking tight. I don't care who you are.
I don't know, man. That could come out to bite you in the ass.
Listen to you. Don't you have a fucking... Didn't you win a tattoo?
Yes, I did win a tattoo, actually.
Of a sheep?
No, I got to pick the design.
Oh, and it's a black sheep?
A black sheep, yeah.
That's retarded. You're going to talk about how the Autobots and Decepticons tattoos could bite you in the ass?
I'm just saying, maybe in like a couple years, there'll be another cartoon from kids that's way cooler than Transformers.
And shut your fucking mouth.
Hey, the Transformers are playing.
Hey.
It could happen.
No. No, and here's why. Because Transformers have stood the test of time. They started out as a regular...
See, I was a Mask fan. I'm not going to lie.
You would have
America. I'm a Mask fan. You. Mask. So make the Mask movie. I'm there. I'll buy 100 tickets myself.
You fucking would be. You know, there would have been no Mask if it wasn't for Transformers.
That may be.
There. So there.
That may be.
Yeah, so you fucking recognize. You pay homage, sir.
It's not into the robot thing. It's creepy.
How is it creepy?
I don't know. I've always found it. They're like, how would I describe this? It's sort of like a motorized clown, I guess you could say. That's how I view the robot.
Just any robot?
Yeah.
So you're not going to go see Wall-E?
If clowns weren't human, they'd be robots.
Clowns aren't human. I'm just saying.
Well, then when a clown goes home and he's not human, he turns into a robot.
I'm just saying.
They both weird me out.
A clown is something that people who have no natural talent or ability turn into. That's a clown. You know, because you just paint your face up and you twist a couple balloons. And somebody's going to be all pissed off and be like, well, I went to 3 years of clown school. Like, 3 years of clown, seriously? Clown school? You squeeze the fucking bulb and the water comes out of the flower. The end. That shouldn't take 3 years.
Well, the balloon animals, man. That's a talent.
Fuck, yeah. Well, you know how it always ends up. Something always ends up with a big cock.
Pretty much,
that's
yeah.
The end of the balloon animals every time. And that's not real original. That's a...
The little bikes, though. Those are kind of cool for clowns.
All you gotta do is have a fucking toddler, man, and get them the little bike, and then
oh,
you
no, can those are them. Those are not toddler bikes. The ones that are, like, just microscopic.
Oh, the kids, the monkey bikes.
Yeah.
The boys have one of those. I don't know where the hell it... I think if they broke it, and I'm supposed to be fixing it. But it'll support a full-size grown-up. It's got these little pedals and these little gears, and you can ride it around the fucking driveway. It's awesome. I'm a fucking loser. Jesus Christ. Wow. I have to call myself on that shit, because normally Corey does. You know, he's like, you're a fucking loser. Which is nice, you know, to have a friend like that. Fucking
brutally honest, though, you gotta like that.
Yeah, brutally honest. Asshole. Jesus. Yeah, clowns. I don't like clowns, man. I don't like clowns. Open spaces, like big open spaces, like the ocean. I don't like things that are larger than they should be, like cruise ships, 747s, Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
like
things that are bigger than they should be. And clowns. Clowns are just. They're too much like mimes, man. They're like loud mimes. That's what a clown is to me.
I'd rather hang out with a mime than a clown.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You could fuck with a mime. Like, a clown would just... I don't know.
Neither one of them dress well.
Well, the mime's all in black. Like, if you had to hang out with a mime, you could go, like, to a nice, like, formal place and eat dinner.
Well, they couldn't come here because I have a cat that sheds.
You could yell at them and just throw shit at them and they can't really do anything about it.
Dude, it's not like a religion. It's not like if they get hit by a car, they're not allowed to scream.
They don't. If they're hardcore mime, they won't make a noise.
Hardcore
mime. That's how you find out.
Like the crow? Was the crow a hardcore mime?
Yeah, the crow was badass. He was the most badass mime ever. They actually have like underground mime groups that actually worship the crow. It's on the internet, man.
Yeah, I knew I brought you in here for a reason. Fuck. We've got about 15 minutes left in the show. Why don't you hit us with one of your patented would you rathers?
All right. I work long shifts, and there's nothing to do, so we just got a lot of time to kill. Start thinking of weird stuff to pass the time, and I come up with weird questions and ask people, and it kind of makes the night go faster. But one of my newer ones would be if you agree to this, you're going to get a month's supply of Snickers. However many Snickers you want, it's yours, but only for a month, then it ends.
month's supply of Snickers.
All the Snickers you want.
Snickers candy bars.
Snickers candy bars.
Because, and we're not going to get into the other word that that could have been, because you can't buy those anymore.
Now you're thinking, who wants candy bars? Like, right. I personally don't eat candy bars anymore, but you can sell them to little kids. Like we were saying earlier, little kids love sugar. Right. Sell them for like a quarter. Little kids go crazy for that.
Okay. So the payoff to this is a month's worth of Snickers.
As many as you want. You
unlimited Snickers for a month.
You're like, hey, I want like 50 pallets of Snickers. It's yours.
So no limit. It's not like you can only have 10 a day. Or
no, totally unlimited for an entire month. As many as you want. You could fill a warehouse is full of it.
Okay.
It's yours.
Four, and what do I have to do?
To get these, though, you must go to, and this will be all paid for.
Okay.
You must go to a bar in a town you've never been to, in a state you've never been to.
Okay.
With two strangers, one of them male, one of them female. You've never met either one of them. You will never see them again. And you go into this bar, you can't say a word to anybody. So you walk in, they're right behind you, and you're going to have the recorder, those little like instruments that kids play. It's kind of like a flute, but made out of plastic. And you're going to play In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. As you're doing this, the couple behind you are going to undress and do the most disgusting sex acts they can possibly think of. And keep in mind, they're behind you. Like, you're not looking at them. You can't see them, but they're behind you. So everybody in the bar will see you playing, and then behind you will be this couple doing this stuff. As soon as you're done with the final note, they put on their clothes, you turn around, all three of you walk out. That's it.
Do I have to sing it, or just play it on the
recorder? No, you just play in the recorder. You don't say a word, and neither do they. You just walk into the bar in this town you've never been to, do this stuff, turn around and leave. That's all I have to do.
Wow. I'll do it. Why wouldn't you? What's my risk? Nothing. I'm just playing a recorder.
There's a lot of people that wouldn't do it.
Really?
I started off with like offering like $50,000, and there's people that, most people would do it, and some people would do it for free, but there's a lot of people like, no, I wouldn't do
it. Well, I'd do it just because the only people, like legally, the only people that are going to get in trouble are the two people taking off their clothes.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Right.
Because you have no ties to these people.
Right.
You're not the part of any type of organization.
You just happen to walk in at the same time. Right.
Right. You're playing a recorder. Right. All you're doing is playing a recorder.
Yes.
I happen to very much like the song In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. So much so that when I go and guest host at a radio station across town in Cedar Falls, it's a top 40 easy listening station.
Yeah.
I make him play that song every time I go in and guest host. I love that song.
It's a very moody, like atmospheric song, so I think it'd be appropriate for that situation.
Hold on. Hold on. I'd do it, man. I might even learn the words and just kind of accompany myself.
Oh, yeah, I'd do it, too.
For Snickers, even? Like, you didn't even make it a candy bar, like you didn't even say it was like Baby Ruth.
Snickers is like middle of the road. I mean, I'm just trying to make it.
But that's an A-team candy bar. I mean, when you think of candy bars, it's not Belgian chocolate, but it's, it's, you know, if I'm going to go to the store and buy a candy bar.
If you like candy bar, you're going to like a Snickers.
Yeah, I'm going to get a Snickers.
Right.
You know, I see no reason not to do it. None at all. Now, you're talking sex act. You're talking like a depraved shit. Like she's gonna
sick shit.
She's gonna shit in his mouth.
Sick.
Or so.
I'm talking like fist in the ass. There'd be like nut sacks in places they shouldn't be.
Dude, that's not that big of a deal though. When I have the internet, I see that shit on RedTube.com.
But see, that's the thing. You're seeing on the internet. You're not seeing it live. It's a totally different experience.
I'd be all right with it. But I don't get to see it because I'm facing forward, right?
All right, now, would you rather be this person playing the recorder, or would you rather be in a bar and this actually happens? Because I think it would even be better to be in the bar than to be the person playing the recorder.
I mean, just get to see
that,
it happen?
Like, what would you do? Like, it'd just be like the best story you could possibly say. Like, guess what happened at the bar last night?
Yeah, I wouldn't try to stop it.
Oh, no, you'd have to watch.
I'd just sit there and drink a beer and be like, hey, this is pretty cool. That guy's fisting that chick. Right here in the...
I would have to slow clap afterwards, I think.
Well, you know, like, I just...
I'd appreciate the fact that that was just so bizarre and unusual, and that you'd never see that again in your life. It'd like, that'd be slow clap worthy.
You know, as a caveat, you should add on there, you know, okay, you have to get into it while you're playing it. Not into the sex act, but, like, you turn around at some point, and you, like, when the pace picks up, you really start jiving at the recorder and jamming, man.
Just going to town, like.
You know, I mean,
go all out.
Yeah, just like duck walk and just jam with the eyes closed and just foot tapping. And just, I mean, you gotta sell it. You know, you gotta, because really, people said no.
Oh yeah, a lot of people say no, which kind of surprises me. But there's people that are shy or people that don't like being in front of other people.
But it's for a month's worth of Snickers.
And see the recorder too, because people say like, I can't play instruments. Anybody can play the recorder. It's the easiest instrument in the world to play.
You start with hot cross buns and work up from there.
Pretty much, yeah. You could be the Eddie Van Halen of recorders. I'm sure there is ones out there.
What, you're going to be bitter and fuck up your band every time you try to get together?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking, you're going to have your 14-year-old son come and swear he's the second coming.
But yeah, out there in this world, there is someone that is the world's best recorder player.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of shit that people are the world's best at. That's fucking...
If that's your best talent, though, just...
Fuck, I'd do it,
so
man.
That's so sad.
I'd do it. I see no reason. I mean, the worst thing about the whole situation is that one Snickers has like 350 calories.
Oh, yeah.
And like 300 of them are fat calories.
It's good. So, yeah, once you have a bunch and there's still like infinite supply, you're going to be eating a lot of those fucking Snickers.
You know, I would hoard them. I'd freeze them.
Oh, you can. Yeah, they're wonderful in the freezer.
I see no drawback.
That month's supply could last you your whole life.
And so you're not putting any limits on the supply of Snickers. And people are still saying no.
None. Yes.
That is stupid. Because even these people could get these Snickers, turn around and sell them for 50 cents a Snicker.
Oh, yeah, sell them back to a grocery store.
You know, then they're going to turn around and sell them for 75 cents. So you're still making money because they're free Snickers to begin with. If you can get as many of these Snickers, they could become the new national currency.
Even for single people, like, go out there, you see a single mom with a little kid and offer the kid a Snickers.
Yeah, because hey, that
you're
goes.
The hero of the
yeah,
because
that goes well when a stranger comes up and offers your kid candy. That's the one thing every mother
wants. You can't
wants.
Be creepy about it.
How can you not be creepy about
you
it?
You talk to her first.
If you're the guy that played a recorder while some dude fisted a chick in a bar,
no,
and that's
so
you how
you
got your
say
Snickers.
How you got your Snickers? That'd be the catch.
But if that's how you got your Snickers, you're gonna be creepy trying to give that to a kid. There's no fucking way. I will accept my limit there as saying there's no
you
way.
You could probably even donate to a charity and get a tax write off for it. I bet.
Well, sure. I mean, you could do all of those things. You could get if you're not putting any limit on the amount of Snickers that I can get for playing the recorder while these two people fuck in a bar. I would get enough Snickers that I could donate as many of them as possible to write it off. Still have enough Snickers to eat for the rest of my life and to give as gifts at Christmas.
Then maybe we should alter it. Instead of an infinite supply of a month, however many you can eat in like 10 hours and then multiply it times 10. That's what you get.
For the whole month? Or?
You just get that much like sent to your house in a truck.
Really?
So you've got 10 hours to eat as many Snickers as you want.
Oh man, you get so sick. Because I'd want to prove something.
Hey, but if you could eat 10, one an hour, you're going to get 100 Snickers. I'd even do that for 100 Snickers, I think.
One of the guys at work the other day, speaking of eating shit, bet me that I couldn't eat 10 hot dogs with a bun. Bet me $50.
In what time frame?
He didn't really give me one.
Well, of course you could eat 10 hot dogs.
Well, he just said like basically at a meal. You know, like within reason. Like basically one right after the other. I don't think that I would have any problem with that whatsoever. Have you ever eaten a Pablo's Mexican Grill on Main Street in Sioux Falls?
Yep.
You can eat that whole burrito, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a 2.25-pound burrito, man.
Oh, I'm pretty full afterwards.
Yeah,
but
10 hot dogs. I mean, how much is a package? There's 8 hot dogs in a package, right?
Yeah.
How much does that weigh? You worked in a grocery store.
A little over a pound, probably.
Okay.
Maybe 2.
Plus the buns. The buns aren't going to weigh that much. They're filling, but they're...
Right.
A regular... And I said, not even like the plumpers or the cheddar dog. Or he's like, no, 10 regular hot dogs. I'm like... Dude, you're embarrassing yourself. You might as well just give me $50.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah, you've got to as a man.
I think I'm just going to say, I'll bet you $50 I can eat these 10 hot dogs. But the more we started to talk about it, he really started to backtrack. He's like, man, this little fucker really seems pretty sure of himself here.
What? Afterwards, though, that's a lot of hot dogs to be going through your digestive system. Man.
Well, and the only drawback for me is when I was 5 years old, I ate hot dogs for supper one night. And got the flu really bad and puked them back up. And I couldn't eat hot dogs for 10 years after that. I didn't eat another hot dog until I was 15 years old. Now for me to go...
Good old taste version.
Oh, fuck. And make them... But I like hot dogs now. So, and now I'm wondering, do I have to eat them plain? Or can I put ketchup and mustard and shit on them? I mean, can I fancy these hot dogs up? Because if that's all I'm eating, I can sit down and eat 10 hot dogs. No fucking problem. I
don't know that I could, but I don't know that I could do it. I bought a new grill this summer. I'm going to grill everything possibly grill. So each week I bought something different. I eventually got to the point where hot dogs.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten hot dogs. Oh, God, I was probably 10 last night. Hot dogs. It's like, all right, I'll put them on the grill.
Right.
Just forgot that I didn't really care for them.
Really?
Yeah.
And see, I'd rather have them grilled than boiled. Like, boiled, the texture and stuff of them, you know, because you can boil them on the stove.
Right. Oh, yeah, over a flame is the only way to go. Oh, yeah. But still, just, yeah, it wasn't cutting it for me.
Really?
I've gotten past the hot dog.
Jenny's dad bought her one of those hot dog rollers, like you see in the convenience store,
yeah,
for her birthday. And she gets it home, and I'm like, this is kind of cool. She's like, it's really not, though. I'm like, but it's cool because, you know, you just throw some hot dogs on it, like when we go camping and stuff. And she looks at me, like, she has this look where she looks at me like I'm a fucking moron. And
oh,
usually
yeah,
she's right when she...
Every girl does that.
And she looks right at me and gives me her you're a fucking moron look. And she's like, if we're camping, we'll make them on the fire. I'm like... Oh, yeah. I guess I wouldn't need to...
The only benefit to that, I guess, is it's always warm. You can leave them there for, like, months. And
like
anytime
they do,
you're hungry, yeah, instant hot food.
Yeah, and you basically have the permanent ghetto dog.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, which, man, at night when you're so hungry...
You wake up, you're just starving. Yeah, you don't feel like cooking, you're just lazy, but you need food.
Just
yeah,
walk out and grab one off
that
the hot dog
that
roller.
That would be a great reason to have one of those.
Bad thing, your house would always smell like hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And, I mean, I guess we're, you know, you have a girlfriend now, I'm
That's
getting
what the
garage married.
Is for, keep in the garage.
Yeah, can you imagine? Can you imagine going out to my fucking garage and all that's there is like four posts because the hot dog roller.
At 4 a.m. scratching your balls. Neighbor's like, "What are you doing?" "Oh, I'm grilling some hot dogs. Kind of hungry.
Midnight
man's got needs."
No, you don't say a man's got needs and then come back with a hot dog in your hand.
Oh, you'd eat in the garage. You'd have to eat in the garage. Just make them wonder.
So would you just put a pantry out in your garage then? So you could get the hot dog buns and you'd have like a little refrigerator with the ketchup and mustard out there.
Or you'd make it a straight up 7-Eleven. Yeah, you'd have to.
Oh, with the little the steel.
Yeah, get the like snow cone machine. I'd go all out, man.
Well, then you'd have like little steel tubs with the plastic lid on top with the little spoon in it to get your relish and your sauerkraut and all
go
that
all
shit.
Go all out, man.
That'd be awesome. I think we should do that. I think we should, matter of fact, I think we should do that right now. We should go fucking, go to Quickstar and ask them who their fucking supplier is for their little island. Because I've got, my garage is a stall and a half, right? So to the right of where Jenny parks her car, we'll put in that little island with the heat lamps. And we can get the taquitos, you know, the area where they got the taquitos and they got the hot dogs on the, and the bratwurst on the rollers. And then around the other side is the cappuccino machine. And then down at the end, you can have the brownies wrapped in cellophane. It'd be fucking awesome, man.
You know what's weird, too? Like, you go to big cities like New York, Chicago. They have hot dog carts. Oh, people go crazy. There's, like, lines for them. People love this stuff.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that around here.
I could just have, like, I could do, like, the ice cream man and just drive around.
Exactly. Buy one of those trucks. There's not even an ice cream man around here. There's like, one guy.
What would my music be, though, if you're selling hot dogs?
For hot dogs?
Yeah.
That is a great question.
I mean,
a very great question.
It'd have to be something, like, with hot in the song. And not, like, hot isn't spicy, but hot is, like, warm. So there'd have to be a lyric. I tell you, okay, here's what you got to do, folks. You email. Email me at misinformationpodcast@yahoo.com and tell me what song I should use for my hot dog cart, okay? the best one will be mentioned on next week's podcast, and you'll get props. You'll have your name mentioned on the air and that you chose the hot dog song for the hot dog cart.
This is a great question. I will be pondering this myself. I love music, so I'm going to go through my collection as soon as I get home.
What song would be the best
song
for my mobile hot dog cart that I'm going to drive around so that... And it has to be the type of song that when you play it, kids will come running out to buy the hot dogs.
Oh, grown-ups too. Everybody loves hot dogs.
Because, you know, the ice cream song is that fucking The Entertainer from The Sting. And you think ice cream when you hear that song. What song will make you think hot dogs every time? That's the question.
That is the question.
misinformationpodcast@yahoo.com. All right? And as long as we're mentioning that, take the time. Drop us an email. Let us know what you like about the show. Let us know what you don't like about the show. We haven't got an email at misinformationpodcast@yahoo.com in like 4 months. Okay? drop us a comment on the page at http://misinformation.podbean.com. Drop a comment there. Give us a rating. Let us know what you think about the show. You can also go to quickstopentertainment.com, to the message boards, the misinformation thread. Tell Ken Plume how much you would like to see us at home at the Quick Stop and how we would fit in beautifully, and that we're the type of folks that he should bring on and have be part of the Quick Stop family. Arg, that's the way we should be. Remember that, Ken, you're a god, and people are gonna start telling you that we belong in your family, sir. Take note, Duck. We're coming for you. There you have it. Weller, anything you'd like to tell the people before we go?
Send us your music, people. Send us your music.
Indeed. That's been Misinformation for this week. I'm Zach.
And I'm Weller.
Love you.
Yeah, I'd rather hang out with a mime than a clown.
Really?
Oh, yeah.